Let's take a look at the worksheet number one for chapter six, common stock valuation. These problems are very similar to the problems that we did in the presentation. They are very similar to the problems that are in worksheet number two, which are very similar to the problems that are in your assignment for chapter six, which will be very similar to the problems you will have on the exam. In fact, they will all be in the same order. Number one, the price of We Got Burnt and Howl is currently $32 per share. Their earnings per share is $2.25. Their five-year average price-to-earnings ratio is 18. If WBH's earnings per share are expected to grow at 5% next year, what would you expect their price to be next year? So now you've done it yourself, right? You're not looking at the answer key? Well, I'll wait. Yes, okay, you've done it yourself. All right, let's take a look. What we do is we take the historical P.E. ratio, which in this case is 18, and we multiply it times the projected earnings per share for next year. Well, how do we get the projected earnings per share? We take the current earnings per share and multiply that times 1, which is 100%, plus what we believe or what the analysts tell us the earnings per share growth rate will be. So we have the historical P/E ratio of 18 multiplied times the current earnings per share, $2.25, times 1 plus 5%. Now, 5%, when you do that in your calculator, don't write 5%. Don't type in 5%. Type 0.05. So 1 plus 0.05 is 1.05. Everybody understand that? Por ciento? You know, okay, make sure you understand that. And so the calculation is actually very easy. 18 times 2.25, $2.25, times 1.05 is $42.52, so just round it up to $42.53. And the other two are exactly the same. The price to cash flow in problem number two and the price to sales in problem number three. So let's do those. Number two. WBH's cash flow per share is currently $2.80 per share. Their five-year average price to cash flow per share ratio is 14. If we expect their cash flow per share to grow by 6% next year, what would you expect their price to be next year? So it's the exact same calculation, except you use the cash flow numbers. The historical price to cash flow ratio is 14. Multiplied times the projected cash flow per share next year, well, we take the current cash flow per share, $2.80, and multiply that times 1 plus the expected growth rate of 6% or 1.06. And how come cash flow is higher than earnings per share? Well, remember we discussed depreciation, and there are many other reasons why the cash flow differs from the earnings, but that's the biggie, depreciation. You don't write out a check to depreciation, but you do get to reduce your earnings, which allows you to pay fewer tax dollars, but that cash really did come in the door. So when you run these numbers, 14 historical price to cash flow ratio, times the current cash flow per share, $2.80, times 1 plus the cash flow per share growth rate, 1.06, we get $41.55, close enough. So that's fairly close to our previous estimate. And then the last price model is number 3. Finally, WBH's sales per share is currently $3.20. Their five-year average price to sales per share ratio is 13. If we expect their sales per share to grow by 8%, what would you expect their price to be next year? Well, taking the historical price to sales ratio of 13, times the projected sales per share next year for the current sales per share of $3.20 times 1 plus 8%, 1.08, gives us $44.93. So all three are fairly close to one another, and that gives us a reasonable belief that they're probably, you know, going to be incorrect. That's just one item to look at. It doesn't mean anything, and as you saw in the presentation, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Indiana Electric Company, number 4. An electric company, utility, hint, 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 wink, wink, nudge, nudge, pays $1.25 per year in dividends, has done so for many years, and we expected to continue doing so well into the future. If our expected rate of return is 6%, how much would we be willing to pay for the stock? If the stock were selling for $20, would we consider it a good investment? Which dividend discount model did you use? Hint, 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 folks, a utility paying a same dividend for many years and continue. The zero growth model. And the model is the present value of the stock is equal to the annual dividends divided by the required rate of return. Annual dividends of $1.25 divided by 6%, that's 0.06, gives us $20.83, roughly. It's selling for $20. So, yes, we would consider this a good investment since we believe the stock is worth more than what the current price is. We calculated its worth, its present value, at $20.83. And the market is offering it to us for $20. And this is where some people get a little confused. Our calculation results in a higher number, so we believe that the market is giving us a good deal, if our required rate of return is indeed 6%. Remember, everybody has a different required rate of return. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but the Germans have a saying that doesn't translate that well into English, but the saying is, that is what makes horse races. Yeah, in other words, everybody's different. Everybody is looking for something different. And if everybody bet on the same horse, it wouldn't be a race. And So let's now go to the next page. That's the zero growth model. And let's read number 5. Pritchard's Pretty Good Pretzels is paying 85 cents per year in dividends. Their dividend growth rate has been very constant at 4%. Our expected rate of return is 9%. At what price would we consider Pritchard's to be a good investment? Which dividend discount model did you use? Constant growth rate of a dividend? Right, constant perpetual growth rate. Yes, that's the next one in the series. And the formula takes the zero growth rate one step further. The present value of the stock is equal to the annual dividends times one plus that constant growth rate, divided by the required rate of return minus the constant growth rate. So it might look scary, folks, but it's not that hard. If you do it enough times, it's not that hard. I know some of you hate math. I don't blame you. I don't agree with you. My undergraduate degree was mathematics. But I understand the emotions that many people feel when they see a formula. To them, it's like chalk, many of you young people don't even remember chalkboards, but your fingernails across the chalk, but you're right, they just hate it. But if you do it enough times, it really isn't that hard. So let's take a look at the formula. Annual dividends, well, that's 85 cents, times 1 plus the constant growth rate. They have been growing their dividends at 4% a year, so 1 plus 0.04, make sure you understand that, 1.04, divided by the required rate of return, 9%, minus the constant growth rate of 4%. So the top of the formula is 85 cents times 1.04. That's 0.884. The bottom is 9% minus 4%. That's 0.09 minus 0.04, or 0.05. So 0.884 divided by 0.05 is $17.68. That's what we believe is a good price for the stock. Is that what other people believe? No, because everybody has a different required rate of return. What's the price of the stock? I don't know. It doesn't say. And what we would want to do is compare what we believe the stock is worth with what the market believes. And maybe the market thinks it's worth more, and maybe the market thinks it's worth less. And what we're going to do is tilt the odds in our favor. Is it a guarantee? No. Number 6. Jimba Jamba Jamba Juice is currently selling for $56 per share and selling lots of sugar to people. 800 calories in a single... Anyway, the dividends for the next 3 years are expected to be $1.80 for 2012, $2 for 2013, and $2.25 for 2014. And how do we get this? Well, maybe we look at the value line. Maybe we do our own calculations based on what they've been doing in the past and what we expect them to do in the future. And we forecast the price per share to be approximately $75 at the end of 2014. Okay, so we have our future cash flows. $1.80, 2012, $2 for 2013, $2.25 dividends plus the stock price of $75. So that's $2.25 plus $75, or $77.25. Now, if we desire a rate of return of 10%, using the dividends and earnings model, would we consider this a good investment? So remember, the market is pricing the stock at $56. So now, whether you use the spreadsheet or you construct your own little spreadsheet, you're going to set up the years 2012, 13, and 14, the cash flows, $1.80, $2, and then in 2014, remember, we add the dividends of $2.25 plus the $75 of what we believe the stock will be worth then. And then we multiply it by the present value multipliers, the PVMs, which are on that table, that present value table sheet that's on in chapter 6. And for 10%, that's 0.909, 0.826, and 0.751. Make sure you understand that. If you don't, contact me. Go back and look at the presentation. Look at the spreadsheet. Right. We then multiply through the cash flows times the present value multipliers, and this is called discounting. We're discounting these cash flows into the future. Right, back to the cash flows that we're receiving in the future are being discounted back into the past, I should say. Back into the present. Maybe I should start over. You take the cash flows and you multiply them times the present value multiplier. So that's $1.80 times 0.909 for 2012, $2 times 0.826 for 2013, And then the $2.25 plus the $75, the $77.50 times 0.751. So we are discounting the future cash flows back to the present. Hey, I said it right that time. And when you do those calculations, you get $1.63, $1.62, close enough, $1.65, and $58.02. So you wind up with, when you sum those three up, a present value of the stock of $61.30. The market is currently pricing this stock at $56. So yes, we believe that this is a good investment for us. We can purchase a stock that we believe is worth $61.30 for only $56. Now, have I warned you? I think I have. I'm going to warn you again. Avoid the illusion of precision. Doesn't this spreadsheet look so precise? So it's got to be right, right? Wrong. After all the calculations that you do, you just throw them all away and ask yourself, would I want to own Jimba Jamba Jamba Juice? Would I want to own, as Mr. Buffett says, would I want to own the whole company if I could? Okay, then maybe it makes sense to buy 10 shares. Make sense? Yes. Because as we said, we're blowing smoke. We're doing smoke and mirrors. We're predicting the weather. We're putting our finger up in the air and seeing which way the wind is blowing. And what we're hopefully doing by doing these calculations is tilting the odds in our favor toward long-term, consistent results. Because as we saw, do these calculations work well for real fast-growing hot stocks? No. Most of them don't pay any dividends. And that's the last one, number 7. The price of biotechnology, nanotechnology. Yeah, right. Is currently $15 a share. There's actually a company here in San Diego called Nanotech. And about 7-8 years ago or so, the stock price started to rise, and the company didn't have anything new happening or anything. What people believed is that the reason it was starting to rise is that nanotechnology started to make it into the media. People would see articles on nanotechnology, and they figure, oh, I got to get in on this. Here's a company that's called Nanotech. Let's buy it. Do you know anything about it? No, but it must be. Yeah, right. So anyway, biotechnology, nanotechnology is currently $15 per share. They pay no dividends. Well, they're still growing. They're still trying to get the technology off the ground. We expect the price from 3 years from now, the price 3 years from now, to be $35 per share. If our desired rate of return is 12%, would this be a good buy? And here's the hint. What's the only model you can use with the given information? What's the only model that works when you don't have any dividends? Well, how do you use it? It's the dividends and earnings model. And basically what we do is we just ignore the dividends and look at the price of the stock when we plan to sell. So the dividends are zero. You multiply anything times zero, you get zero. So no dividends and no present value from the dividends. But in 3 years, we believe it's going to be worth $35 a share. And we require or we desire a rate of return of 12%. So we go across the 12% down to 3 years and we find the present value multiplier is 0.712. $35 times the present value multiplier of 0.712 is equal to $24.92, or about $25. So yes, we believe this is a good investment, but have we learned anything about investments like this? I sure have. It's very risky. There is no guarantee that they're going to be able to get off the ground. This is the kind of stock that in 3 years will be worth $50 or 50 cents. And these are the kind of stocks that broke my little heart because, as I think I've told you, I concentrated on companies based here in San Diego, and that tends to be very high-tech startups that are doing phenomenal technology research, but doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into a big company. Now, you know, one or two of them are going to be huge. You just don't know which one. And it may not have anything to do with the technology. The technology may be phenomenal. It might be the best thing since whatever. But something totally unrelated can come along and just clobber you. So I called this the money, and it wasn't much, folks. I didn't put more than 1% of my wife and my total portfolio into what I called my Vegas fund. Bad name. Yes, it lived down to its name. And whenever I bought stocks based on Benjamin Graham's recommendations, which are basically, you know, the kind of stuff we're doing in problem number 6 and problem number 5, I did well until 2008, but then everybody didn't do well in 2008. So I've renamed my stock portfolio to the Benjamin Graham Fund. How's that? Okay, do these problems over again, hide the answers, do them again, and then do worksheet number 2, and then do the assignment, and you'll be ready for the exam. But more importantly, you will be able to discount a series of future cash flows in your sleep. And that's our ultimate goal. See ya!